Morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this Sunday morning in November. God has been faithful to us through all of our life, especially as we coming to the close of this year. Let us be thankful for all the ways that God has led us through this year. So let us be thankful and grateful for that. Looks like we have a smaller crowd today because of the weather is not that great. So let us worship God together and be thankful for the blessing of this service. The announcements are listed as usual in the second page. I don't want to go through all of them. The food bank ministry continues and the books are still available. The cooking class we will have next Saturday, November 16th at 10 a.m. It looks like JC is preparing some good dish for us. She talked to us yesterday. So we'll have a good lunch. So please join for a time of learning, fellowship and fun, and lunch afterwards. And also, we have to put some lights in the sanctuary. The Hispanic folks actually put up a little bit of the Christmas tree and the decorations so we can finish up some of the wreaths around it. If we can stay about 30 minutes after the lunch on Saturday, we can do some work. So plan for that for the cooking class on November 16th at 10 a.m. and decorating the sanctuary afterwards. Our third Thursday luncheon is going to be November 21st at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. So please join that for also a lunch fellowship. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. That is what the scripture says. So also we accept our donations on our website. And thank you for those who are using it. It's very convenient. And please try to use that if you could. Go to our church website listed there and use that. Those are my announcements today. Are there any special announcements anybody have? No. If not, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 400. It is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. If you are able, please stand. Please be seated. Let us pray. God of all eternity and almighty and everlasting, Thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you and adore you. As we come before you, we are filled with a grateful heart, full of blessings, that we only have thankfulness in our hearts. The good health and strength that we have, the blessings that you give us every day to live in this world, every good gift comes from above, the Lord of heavenly lights. We thank you again for that, even though we don't deserve them. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit here today, Lord, with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. Lord, bless us to know that you are there always for us, caring for us, even in the smallest details of our lives. Even when we are not aware of your care, you keep us safe from accidents, you keep us safe from death, and you give us everything that we need, even before we ask of you. We thank you for that, and bless us today to worship you, Lord, with our thanksgiving. May your presence fill us today as we worship together, in our singing, in the prayers we make, and in the meditation of the word, in everything that we do here today. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So it's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning.
Here, we'll save it for when she is here.
In that case, we will do the responsive reading, which is on page 844, Psalm 121. 844. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the responsive reading. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold,
the one who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the night. The Lord will keep you from all evil and will keep your life.
The Lord
will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, as we bring our prayers of praises and prayers of concerns to share here, and also to lift up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. The regular prayer requests at the back of the bulletin, please use those as a marker for your prayers on a regular prayers at home. Please pray for these people and these items listed there. I've added a few family members there. Those are all loose family members. I mean, she has lost so many people. And she has a big family too, but in a span of a few months, she lost close to about 10 members of their family. So please pray for the Nickelodeon family and the Stephen family and the Samson family as they are grieving at the death of their dear ones. And also pray for Richard Sims, one of her cousins, who is in the ICU for the last week or so. So please pray for Richard Sims and his family. And our regular prayer request for Jean McPrayer, Barbara, Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, and Lou, and Grace Hayes. Please keep these people in your prayers for regular healing. Above all, pray for their peace in their hearts and in their families' hearts. And also let us not forget the caregivers. We need a lot of grace to care for their dear ones. So please pray for them, that God will strengthen them in their faith and in their patience every day. Pray for our service workers, our military, our fire, police, our service workers, our grocery clerks, delivery people, particularly as we are coming up with the holiday time. They have a very hard time. The delivery people especially, mail workers, overloaded with a lot of work and stress. So please keep them in our prayers and their families. And I'm so glad to hear that many grocery stores and regular stores are closing first time for Thanksgiving Day. Home Depot, Lowe's, Kroger, I don't know Kroger, but Publix, Walmart. At least they thought about their employees to have some time with their families. That is really nice. So let us pray that more people will give some time for their workers. Pray for our nation as we went through an election year. And I'm glad that you're all here. Nobody moved out. So it is. Let us thank God for that. Everything went smooth. There's no issues or anything, and there will be a smooth transition of power. And also let us pray for the new president and his cabinet, and the current president and his cabinet, that they will work together without any issues, that we have a smooth transition of power. More than ever in history, that we have a critical time in history, that we have to take the leadership of the world. There's no choice. There's no other choice in this world other than the United States. So when we were going through the election year, unlike any other country, the whole world was before the TV. I couldn't believe that whole India, that they were saying a report about India, that they were all staring at the TV all night and day to see the results of America. What other country would have that? Do we care about somebody else's election year? That's what it is. China, Russia, they were all watching very closely, because they know that there is no other choice. And our country has to step up and keep up that leadership. So let us pray honestly that God will give the leadership the wisdom to guide our country and lead our country. So let us be thankful and also pray for them regularly. We pray for world leaders that they will also fear God and make decisions that will bring peace to this world. And hopefully there will be peace in the coming years. Let us pray for our church and the ministry of our church that God has given in this country, in this place, that the opportunities that He gives us to use it faithfully, and also the leaders of the churches around us, and all the bishops and ministers who are working in various different ways in all the parts of the world. So let us pray for them, and that God will give them the grace and the wisdom to lead those ministries, whatever they are given to do. And let us pray for our dear ones who are traveling. I believe Marcus and family are making some travel, and also those who could not come here today in various issues. So please hold them in our prayers. Those are our regular prayer requests. Anybody have any special request to make? Is he in Georgia?
Peru. No, in Peru.
Peru, oh, okay.
He has like a 800, the number. numbers for the glucose.
Oh, so he's in it. Okay.
And that's terrible.
Pray for Monica's brother, Jose Luis. So please pray for him who is in the hospital. Pray for his family also. If you don't have any other call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. And I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture promises that God will meet all of our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The promise is that no need is so great that God cannot meet it. No burden is too heavy that he cannot carry it. Merciful and loving God, we come before you trusting in your grace that you give us every day. Lord, we thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, even when we don't deserve them. Even when we were yet sinners, you loved us, Lord, and sent your Son to die for us. And you gave us everything that you had, and you sacrificed for us, Lord. We come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving and grace. Help us, Lord, to come before you every time with our blessings and count our blessings. We also come before you with our burdens and concerns, Lord. Many of us are broken in bodies, in our bodies, and need healing. Many of us are broken in our souls and need mending and healing of our souls and our spirits. Especially we lift up those that we have named here for their healing, Lord, especially Jean and Barbara and Harry, Carol and Claudia, Jerry, Lou, and Grace Hayes. We pray, and also Richard Sims. And we pray for Monica's brother, Jose Luis. Bless all of them with your healing, Lord, and touch them in their bodies. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives. And pray for those who are caring for them. Lord, we pray that you'll be with them also and bless them with your grace and patience and compassion. That they will be strong in their faith. We pray for your grace upon them and healing hand to touch them, Lord, as we unite in faith and prayer. Many of our dear ones could not come here today because of their ailments also. We pray for Jean and Lou as they are resting in their homes, and Linda. Strengthen them in their body and their spirit, Lord. We pray for all those families who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, especially the Nickelodeon family, Stephen family, and the Samson family. Pray for your peace that passeth all understanding to fill their hearts and minds, and look forward to an eternity and fill them with that hope of eternity, that we will all be rejoined one day in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray for our service workers, our military, our fire police, our grocery clerks, and especially our delivery people and mail workers and many others during this holiday season. Bless them with your grace, Lord, and we pray for their families. We pray for our nation and thank you for a peaceful election. and raising up the leaders and elected leaders that they will have a smooth transition of power. Pray for the current administration and president also, and the new president-elect and his cabinet he's choosing. Bless all of them, Lord, to work together that we can have a United States that can lead the world, continue to lead the world. Lord, bless us so that we can go back to our roots of our faith, trusting in God as one God, one nation under God. We pray for the world leaders, especially when there are lots of struggles and wars going around the world. Pray that you will give them the fear of God in their hearts, that they will also make decisions that will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church, and we thank you for this opportunity that you gave us in this community. Even though with our limited size and resources, you have blessed us, Lord, with many opportunities, and help us, Lord, to use that opportunity to be a blessing to this community, to reach out to the needy and the marginalized, that we will be a source of hope and strength for them. We pray for all the churches around this community and the leaders and the pastors and the bishops, and we pray for the church at large around the world and the missionaries that are working in various parts of the world. We pray for your grace and your mercies upon them. Keep them safe, Lord. Strengthen them in their faith and help them to be faithful in the witness and ministry that they are doing. We pray that you be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and spirit. In our meditation of the word, Lord, talk to us through your Holy Spirit, that whatever we need to nourish our souls today, help us, Lord, to fill our souls with that nourishment. As we go from this place, that will be strengthened by the power of your Spirit, so that we can be your witnesses of your love and care and compassion wherever you place us. We thank you again for this time you have given us. Bless us, Lord, with your presence. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything in your open hands without even asking any questions. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us as a witness to the love that we have for you. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be the stewards of your blessings. Help us to be faithful stewards. We thank you for those who are able to give joyfully today, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God, and bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now. I was able to figure out a way to manage the projector from here. So that is really a blessing. So we don't need somebody there. The gospel reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 26 through 21. These are the words of Jesus Christ. "So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your word. As we live in this world, you gave us your scripture for our life and our spirit. Open our hearts and minds so that we can receive your word, humility and obedience. Humble our hearts, Lord, before your word and your spirit, that whatever you talk to us through your word will be a blessing in us and also will become a source of blessing to this world through us. Illumine our souls that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today. Let your Spirit touch us according to our needs of our hearts. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, Amen. The scripture I chose today to preach on is one of those well-known words that that we quote many times during the prayer time, about the care of God and His concern for us as His creation. And Jesus said, "Do not be afraid of anything in this world, because there is a God who is our creator, who cares for us." And to give an assurance of that, he is talking about other creations, not just human beings. About the sparrows. The sparrows are sold at that time for a penny. Two sparrows, that's what Jesus said, are not two sparrows sold for a penny. Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. This was an encouraging message for the disciples who were commissioned. And Jesus chose the disciples and 70 other people that we read and sent them to villages around that area to preach the gospel, the kingdom of God. And he wanted to prepare them. And many were afraid because this is a new preaching in the Jewish community and they were going to be persecuted. And they had already threats on their lives. And they knew that they are not going to have an easy time. So Jesus wanted to encourage them and saying that do not be afraid of those who can kill your body but cannot kill your souls. Many times we are afraid of dying. Even though we may not think about our death, but when it comes to a question of our life and death, we are afraid. But Jesus said, this body, they can kill. But the soul, nobody can kill. Only the one who created our souls and our bodies is the ultimate decision maker of that. So he's trying to encourage his disciples when they were going to face persecutions. And in here he said, are two sparrows sold for a penny? And in Luke chapter 12, we read the same thing, where there we say that it says the price of five sparrows are sold for two pennies. So I was trying to compare this. See, the same incident, but one of the places it is quoted that as two sparrows for one penny. In the other place that saying that five sparrows for two pennies. So which is better? I think that second instance that we read about, probably there was a sale going on for the sparrows. So they got five for two pennies. So you get one free. So that's how insignificant that people consider the sparrow's life is. Now, you don't put on sale the things that are really significant, don't you think? You know, we bought some cheese recently, but that was on sale. And I came home and found out that it was a mistake to buy cheese on sale. Because cheese, when you have cheese on sale, there's a reason for it. So please be careful with the cheese on sale. And that comes also for milk. Check your date. It probably is the same date or the next day. So especially cheese can go really bad. So we had to throw away a lot of cheese. So when it goes on sale, that Jesus was saying that you consider these things as something that can be disposed or disposable. But that is not how God values his creation. Even the sparrows are being cared for. You know why? We have to think about it. Why? Why do you think God values us so much that he sent his own son to die for us? Is it because we are so great? We have so much money? We have so much power or intellect? It's not that. We are just human beings that are vulnerable to all the elements in this world and even death. That I was mentioning you about the whole technology that we have, with all the space technology that we have. We are sending man to the moon and to the other planets. But look at what happened to the International Space Station. There are two people stuck there still, and one of them is in a bad health situation. I don't know if you watched that news. Sunita Williams, the lady, she has lost tremendously her weight. They are very concerned about her health, and they don't know what to do with it. That's how much vulnerable and weak we are. We boast of having a lot of advancement, but at the same time, we are limited as human beings with our knowledge, with our power, because we have to have a higher power that we have to trust. We have to have a higher power that we can hang on when we come to the end of our ropes. And that's why the value that God has given to each of us is very significant. Even when compared to an insignificant sparrow, God values more than the world values us. Even we value ourselves. I was returning home from a funeral one time. And on my way back after the funeral, on the street I saw a dead bird. Let's consider like a little small dead bird. And when I went to the funeral, I preached about how that man's life was so great. And he was a father, he was a husband, he was an uncle, he was a grandfather, a great-grandfather, and he had so many roles in this world, not the regular positions that he held as a corporate executive. More than that, what made him so valuable to his family, his community, and the world is not just his money. It is about who he was as a husband, as a father, as a great-grandfather, the whole relationship that we built. And then I thought about that little bird who was on the side of the street. It's the same for that little bird. There might be a partner waiting in that nest for her to come back. There might be some small little birds waiting for, baby birds waiting for that mother to come back with some food. There might be a flock of birds who are missing their neighbor. That is how that bird is valuable. To that little bird waiting for that food from this mother bird, will never see that mother again. But there, to them, to that little bird, you cannot put a value on that mother. So much precious for that little bird. That is how much value that creation has. We sometimes consider things insignificant, but God does not consider it like that. Even the sparrow is cared for by our merciful God, because that sparrow has a value that is placed by that little creature's relationship in this world. But the scripture says that God values us more than he values that sparrow. Even those sparrows that we consider insignificant, but God considers all of us are significant, even more than that sparrows. And when I thought about that little bird also, you know how much that little creation of God, it's a very little bird, not much age in this world, not much life in this world, but they're very important to our ecosystem. And I was reading about it and says that the bird, in the ecology function of our nature, they are very significant. They are very significant in as agents of pollination of flowers and trees and plants. And they disperse the seeds. How do we get more trees? Because of the birds. They disperse the seeds. And also, they are very important in controlling pests and insects. Believe it or not, there are certain solutions for pest control that they are using birds for certain pest control. So even though we consider insignificant, they have great value in our ecosystem. So that is why we read in Psalm 84, the psalmist says that even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O God. All of those creations, the birds and the animals and the trees, are all looking towards their Creator for their sustenance in this world. How much more should we be encouraged and strengthened when we think about that God cares for each and every one of us, the little needs and the big needs that we consider big and small. They know how much the Creator God cares for them. Jesus says that we are much more than the sparrows to God, because he sent his only Son to save us. He made us in his own image. That's what the scripture says, as that's what we believe. No other creation has been mentioned like that in the Bible. We are the only ones that has been created in the image of God. That means we reflect God's image through our lives in this world. That's why he sent his Son to die for us, so that we will never be lost eternally. Not only what we are than many sparrows, but God considers us the masterpiece of his work. And he created us and renewed us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even though we sinned and lost the glory, God did not abandon us, but he considered us so valuable that he sent his Son, and whoever believes in him will have eternal life, that he joined us back to eternity because of his mercies and of his grace. And he redeemed us from our sins and restored us and gave us all the provisions of the riches in heaven back to us. Did not consider our sins against us. And then that's why we read in the last portion of the scripture here today that even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. How many of you know the number of hairs on your body? not just a head. Our whole body is covered with hair. Recently we had a trip with our grandson. For an hour we had to drive him to go to a park, and coming back he started talking to us about his parents are doctors, so they talk about biology and structure every day. So he is very knowledgeable about all these things, and he started to talk to us about white blood cells and red blood cells and the functions of those. And then, I didn't know many of the things that he was talking to us. Then he started talking about epidermis and dermis. That is very technical term for our skin. It's the outer surface. He's explaining everything in his car seat, a five-year-old. The outside surface is called epidermis, and below it is dermis. And he said, well, I'm not sure what is below that, but there will be something, and he didn't know below that. Then I asked him, how about the hairs? What is that for? He said, well, I think God that gave you as a decoration.
And we lose it.
We lose it. So that was an eye-opening moment for us, and we laughed, but I thought about it. You know, why did God make all of these things? And how many of us count it every day? Do you know, I'm going to care for my hair number 10. You don't ever do that, right? You only think about how short I can cut my hair or how long I can keep it, how black I want to dye it. You know, that's all we think about. But you never think about each strand of hair because you don't know. The doctors don't know. Nobody knows. But the scripture tells us that the creator of our life knows every hair of our body. We need to believe that because he knows. And without his knowledge, one single hair of our body will fall to the ground. If we believe that, what more do we need in our life? That is how God is. That is what God is. The very hairs of your all numbered. It's a powerful message of intimacy. Even we don't know how much hair we have in our baby's body. Even a newborn baby, the mother does not know the hair. Some babies are born with hair, some babies are not born with hair. But with hair or not, the mothers, even the mothers who give birth to that baby, does not know. But God knows. So Jesus invites us to see ourselves through God's eyes. We are not just another face in the crowd for God. Each one of us is unique in the presence of God. God is the God of the big and the small things. Sometimes we consider things small and some things are big. But to God, what our need at the moment of at a particular moment of time is more important. Sometimes we pray for big things, like buying a house or a car or getting married. Yes, they are major things in our lives. But sometimes we pray for a green light. Sometimes we pray for a parking lot, right? Parking space. But we don't think those are important things when you consider houses and cars. But consider the situation when, as pastors and especially chaplains of the hospital, you get called to pray for somebody who is on the brink of death. You drive in there, and you're praying for a parking space because time is so important at that time. If you are praying for a special parking space in front of the hospital so you can get there immediately, that becomes very valuable at that time, a parking space that sometimes we think as not significant. It's same for the doctors, emergency doctors especially. You know, I have seen emergency doctors in their suits running through the parking lot. So in those situations, it becomes so valuable. A single parking spot becomes so much valuable. That is why I preach that there is no small things or no big things. It is all relative to our needs at a particular moment of time. And that's how God considers our values. So if we have a house and we have five houses and we want to buy one more house, maybe that is not a significant thing for God. It may be big for us. But it is all dependent on how God values our need of the time. And He is so faithful in providing for us according to our needs. And one thing that I learned about these sparrows, a particular species, a couple of species of these sparrows. There are so many species of sparrows. A few of them are migratory birds. And many of them migrate, especially in the North America. They migrate from Canada and the U.S. back and forth. In summer they come here, and in winter they come here, and summer they go back. And they tagged many of them and studied that they go and to the same tree and the same nest every year, back and forth. How do they do that? And they found out that there is a mechanism behind their eye. And they found where it is stored, but they don't know how it is stored. Behind their eyes, there is a mechanism of nerves that gives them the exact location and the direction that their nest is. And they are guided by just like a GPS. They just go there. And they come here, hoping that their nest will be there. But they know the location. Sometimes they find the nest. Sometimes they are damaged. Sometimes they are not there. The tree is not there. But they are designed to adapt to the situations. If they find their nest, well, they will be happy. They will modify it and make it more comfortable. If they don't find their nest or is it damaged, they are not going to be screaming and crying and beating their chest. They are adapted to accommodate, and they build new nests to a tree nearby. That is how that birds work. Even a little bird, how much complex that God's creation is. But in the scripture it says that God has made each of us with two homes. We have a home in this world, and there is an eternal home. And we are just sojourners and travelers to that eternity in this world. And in this world, whatever is that we are given is going to be transient and temporary. It may perish today or tomorrow. We don't know when it is. We are like the sparrows with the two homes. We have a building that is eternal from God. And according to the scripture in 2 Corinthians, Paul says that it is a home that is not made with hands, which is made by the hands of God eternal in heavens. And we are travelers to that eternal home. We may have some damaged homes while we are here. Look at our bodies. We may have some infirmities here as we grow older. Our feet start hurting. Our hands and legs may not work as they used to. Some might lose some of the organs. And I was talking to Lou last Sunday when we went to lunch that she has lost so many organs in her body, and he doesn't know what are left. Sometimes it is the reality. They took certain parts of her intestine out, and she said she lost a kidney, right? Yeah. And then she lost her spleen. I don't know, she doesn't know what is left. But you never know when you talk to her that she has that, gone through that. That is what we are. Sometimes our nests are being damaged in this world, in this side of the home. Sometimes we may completely lose our nest in this body, so that God will receive us into eternal home when we lose this home in this world. So look forward to that eternal home, that we are just like that sparrow. Don't be thinking that you can be here forever. There is going to be a winter or a summer that will come one day. A winter that will come and say that, hey, your home in this world is over. And you have an eternal home there that God has prepared for you. And be ready to get there. So that we can be at peace at the time of our death. Because of that promise that God has given us. Whenever we go through that situations like that, think about the provision that God gave us. And He keeps us protected in this world also from our life, from peril and destruction. That He keeps us safe in our driving every day. How many of you know? How many of you know that you have just was going to be about hit by another car? We don't know, because we don't see it. It can happen every day when we drive. But God keeps us safe even in the midst of this risky and dangerous world. A construction crew was building a new road, and they were clearing trees around the highway. And while they were clearing the trees, a supervisor noticed that one tree had a nest with a few small baby birds in it. And their babies were not yet ready to fly yet. So he looked at it and said, well, he marked that tree with a big red X and told his crew not to cut down that tree. And he marked that tree so that it would not be cut down. But several weeks later, the crew came, and he came along with the crew to clear that part of the tree again, highway again. And he looked up at that nest, and to his surprise, he discovered that all that little babies were gone. They had obviously learned to fly. Then he ordered the tree to be cut down. As the tree crashed to the ground and the nest fell scattered to the ground, among the material that were scattered, there were small pieces of paper. And he took some of them, because there was a writing on some of them. And one of them was a little Bible verse that says, He cares for you. That is how much God cares for a little bird. When we find ourselves at the end of our lives, or end of the ropes of our hopes, remember that God cares for you. Bring our prayers to God. We are much more valuable than that sparrows. Even the sparrow has found a nest in the altar of God. Let us come to our gracious Redeemer, who is there with His promises that He will be there for us. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, and be encouraged and empowered by the power of the Spirit as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is God Will Take Care of You. 130 in the book. Please stand if you are able. 130. God will take care of you. people of God, His eye is on the sparrow. And we sing that song many times. Yes, His eye is on the sparrow. And the song goes like this and say, why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? He is the constant friend. His eye is on the sparrow and I know He watches me. That's a very promising song. As you go from this place, remember that we are more valuable than those sparrows, and His eye is on each one of us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.